Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Clear to Play. Take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandya. Doc, good evening. What's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're great, and there's only one appropriate question to ask to start off, which is the fact that in his mid-30s, after what Klay Thompson's body has been through, what is your medical take on what he's been able to achieve to even be back out on the court?
I mean, it's simply phenomenal. I mean, people don't come back from one of these injuries at the same level, so the fact that he had both of them back-to-back, came back to the NBA, won a championship, and still a contributor on the NBA floor at his age is simply remarkable. And I think with all the feelings everyone has about Klay, if you take the 10,000-foot view and are like, what has he accomplished as an athlete, it's pretty phenomenal. And the fact that we're out here celebrating him, where he's got several more years of his career hopefully there, just speaks volumes to the grind that he went through to get back to where he was.
Yeah, it's spectacular. It's a definite testimony to his fitness and his work ethic that he came back from the ACL and the Achilles to be able to come back. And I'm thinking about Dre Greenlaw, who is trying to come back from his Achilles, and now we're sitting here, Doc, about 9 months removed from the actual episode. Are we thinking that another month, 10 months, is that too soon, or is that maybe a fair timeline for him to be able to return?
I think somewhere between that 9 to 11 month range is totally fair. You see him doing stuff at practice. We know the Achilles is healed. So now it's just a matter of, does he feel comfortable? And then number two is, can he be impactful on the field? The last thing you want is him going out there, not being able to cut, pivot, do the things he needs to do to help the team win. So I think a lot of that comes down to, number one, how is he feeling? Number two, how does Kyle Shanahan and the rest of the staff feel that he looks out there? But I think that if you look at most positions, players at his position who've had this injury, right around 10 months is where you can see him come back and be an impact on the field.
There we go. While we're on the San Francisco 49ers, Christian McCaffrey, what'd you think? How'd he look?
He looked pretty good. I mean, for the fact of someone who hasn't played football for a long period of time, the thing that I was really looking at is, how many touches would he have? How much percentage of the offensive plays would he play? And I think he played something like 88% of the offensive snaps and had about 19 touches, which is pretty close to where he was last year. So I think that means that they're not super concerned about it if they're getting him out there and playing him that much. He looked pretty good. Obviously, there's going to be a little bit of rust, but I think that bodes well for where they felt he was coming into this game and what it means for the rest of the season. And you didn't really hear any reports of, you know, pain flaring up or any issues. So I think this is hopefully going to be smooth sailing for him as the season goes on.
And just watching his movements out there, and I was really fixated in the pregame where he was going through his warm-up and he looked explosive with the high leg movement. Did you see anything on the field from those 88% of the plays that would make you think that he actually was ready to go and 100% back?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing you're looking for is those quick, sudden movements. So, like, you know, when there's a scripted play, everything goes well, that's one thing. But when the plays break down, he has to kind of, cut and pivot around defenders. he looked pretty smooth. Now, the first couple of plays, you saw a little bit of hesitation, but he looked the same explosive self. Now, obviously, timing's going to take a little bit of time, but I didn't see anything that would suggest that he's not explosive, that he was compensating for any degree of pain or weakness, which, once again, great sign for him. And he looked a lot better and played a lot more than I would have expected him to play this first game back.
So a month plus back from a high ankle sprain, does that affect a kicker, Doc?
Yes, it does. And I think there's both the physical part of it, which, you know, you're putting so much force on that leg when you're kicking. But we also have to think about this is that, you know, with kickers nowadays, they're trained at such a young age to get 65, 70 yards. I mean, they can kick. What really makes a difference is the mental part of it. And you do the same thing again and again and again, and you just can't recreate what it's going to feel like coming off a high ankle sprain to kick again. So for him to miss half his kicks because he's coming off this high ankle sprain, it's not necessarily potentially a physical thing, but a mental thing. I'm glad that he was able to hit that game winner, but I would expect that over the next week or two, you should see more consistency simply because that timing, how his leg is going to feel, was just got to be off, and that's going to be coming from a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, especially when it comes from the kicking leg where the impact of the ball had to feel a certain kind of way. Doc, I want to ask you one more about the NBA because Chet Holmgren had a really scary injury and it's going down as a pelvic fracture. What exactly does that mean and how will that limit him going forward as a big man with a fractured pelvis?
It's a big injury, you know, and I think one of the things you can imagine that when you fall to the ground, you can see after Wiggins kind of dunked over him, he falls to the ground. You get that blow right to the side of your pelvis, and it just compresses, almost like if you get hit by a car. So it's a big injury. There's a lot of force that goes across it. Not only is it painful because all your core muscles attached there, but also a lot of the muscles, your quads, your hip flexors kind of attached in that region as well, too. So not only are you dealing with bone having to heal, you also have to deal with all these muscles healing as well, too. So this could be a several-month injury. And the fact that he is slimmer also makes it a little bit harder to come back because you're going to get impact to that area. You just don't have that soft tissue to kind of cushion that area. So definitely something to look out for. And this could be a several-month process for him to get back.
Doc, we're not letting you leave until you tell us who plays basketball tonight.
Tonight, I have to go with it's Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson plays basketball tonight.
He does. He does. He does. Thank you, Doc.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Yep. All right, there he goes. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.